Welcome to Real Flix Review Special Edition. This month, we're reviewing the movie Hate Crime, made in 2017, directed by Steven Esteb. So here's the description. A killer is executed for murdering a young gay man. Two sets of parents struggling to deal with the consequences of fear and repression. First thing I gotta say, this movie's amazing. It's a very pretty movie.
Yeah, the colors are really awesome.
And the cinematography on this movie is probably some of the best I've seen this year. You know how some movies, the cinematography, they're either way too close to the person or way too far away so you can see the set. I actually thought this was the first movie I've seen in a long time where it's a movie completely focusing on characters that actually focus on the characters, not the background.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I actually really like this movie. I'll give it a 5 out of 5. The writer on this was Jonah Tapper. And the thing I liked about this movie, though, is I liked the twist. You know, because you go into this movie and like, I didn't read the description on purpose. And so movies that usually involve kind of...
spending too much time with Ryan.
Well, because, you know, as soon as I heard the title, it's like, okay, I have a vague idea what it's going to be about. I wanted to go into it just to, with a blank slate to say, okay, am I right? Am I wrong? And the twist on this, I actually thought, plot-wise, was a really great plot. So basically what happens is the guy is a lover of the gay man, ends up killing the guy.
Beating the shit out of him until he died, I guess.
Yeah, and then, so it's a story about that. It's a little bit of a redemption story, but not for the guy who's being executed, but it's a redemption story for the guy's father. And I really liked that. I liked that how it was the mother, the father needed to change how he felt about certain things, and the mother actually had to do the same thing. So as I'm trying to be somewhat vague instead of spoiling the living crap out of it like we normally do, but I was really impressed. I really liked the movie, and it was well written. The drama parts of this movie, a lot of the times movies like this have a tendency to be either high school-y or overdramatic, and I actually thought they did perfect. All the scenes that required like just a little bit over the top, I think he hit perfectly. I think the ending was a little bit too much for me personally, but I just think that's taste.
I'll get to the ending a little bit, and I'll get to the one thing that I do have an issue with this movie.
Okay.
And just so we don't get off track, Ryan.
Yo.
That's just because I want to put the cone of shame on you because you didn't watch the damn movie. All right, moving along. Nope. Shut up, Ryan. Anyways, so I agree with you on the fact that I think the movie did amazing with what they were going for. I really enjoyed the dialogue between the father and his wife, or the mom. I thought that was really well done. They put a lot of thought into the issues that would arise in this type of situation.
I did want to add something to that, is it's not complicated. A lot of movies like this, they overcomplicated it with fluff that's not really necessarily. I thought they did a really good job on simplifying the direction they needed to go.
Yeah, and I got to give it off, hands off to the director, Steven Esteb, and, you know, I don't have the mom and the father's names in front of me, but those two are fantastic actors. The mom and father of the dead kid. So John Schneider and Laurie I would probably butcher the shit out of that, but Coyette, I believe it is. Anyways, I think those two were really great choices. They did a fantastic job.
Amazing choices. Yeah.
So
they were spot on.
So this is not a movie I would go out to see. Not a movie I would pick up just randomly off the shelf of a old forbidden dead blockbuster. But I think it was actually really well done. I'm actually impressed by it. I'm pleased with it.
So the guy's parents, I'm sorry, you got it wrong. It was Amy Redford and Kevin Bernhardt.
Did I do the other ones?
Yeah. So okay. Guinea Brown and Tom Brown. And then their son was Raymond Brown, played by Jordan Solomon.
All right. So actually bringing up that the son, I think his was the worst acting in the movie. And I just, not at the end. I think the ending of the movie where he's reading the letter from the father, I think that was really well done. But it was, I didn't feel like he was somebody who was actually going to be dead in like an hour, you know, or 3 hours.
I'm kind of reflecting on that a little. I agree, but I disagree. I think that to me what it played off as is the guy, and even kind of said it later on, that he's accepted what he did and he's okay with it to best of his abilities. To me, it seems like he's more worried about his parents. To me, that came off as not as concern for himself, but more as concern is, I need my parents to realize something. And that's kind of why I took it off as him being, because it seemed like he was a little laissez-faire, like, you know, whatever. But that I kind of took it off as he was, especially as they explained it later on, because at first I was totally that way. But once I explained it later on, I'm like, oh, I think that was a really good way to go.
Okay. But my actual issue with the movie is with the sound department. Now, whoever decided, or maybe it was the actors in the heat of the moment, to have them wrap their arms around each other with mics on their person was a bad choice, because you could hear the popping of the actual microphone on them and the rustling of their clothes as they were fighting in the embrace.
I didn't hear that.
That was my only issue.
Did you watch it on an iPad or a TV?
I watched it through my headphones. So I had my headphones on, and that's where it came up. And it didn't do it once in just one scene. There was twice. It was also when the dad came to the Raymond's parents' house, and there was sequence. It was like the door was opening, and you could hear the mics on their person.
Yeah, see, I was listening to through on my iPad in the middle of the night. Okay. So but, I didn't hear that.
That was the only issues in the entire movie, though.
That's being super picky.
It was just one of those that I heard it really clearly, and I'm like, wait a second, like really?
And I actually,
get a mic overhead.
I actually think out of all the being nitpicky, I actually think that's a good thing to pick out, just because that's like you have to be very specific on the parts.
Yeah. But I give it a 4 out of 5. The reason being is not because of the mic issue. It's because I just felt like the exterior acting, not the parents, not the main character's parents, but the outside parents didn't do a great, very, I think they just kind of took me out of it.
See, but, I didn't have that, you know, for me, maybe it's because I'm the more sensitive out of the group. I took it as people that were just so, everybody into the movie seemed kind of like shell-shocked. To me, the parents seemed, the Raymond Brown's parents seemed shell-shocked and anger, and it seems like the other parents were shell-shocked and
disbelief, I guess.
Like plain, it's over. You're like the grieving process has just started. That's kind of the way I took it, is the acting seemed a little bit of far away, but I took it as it's the far away because they were just like, oh my God, it's done. This nightmare. That's kind of the way I took
it. All right, anyways. But as far as the ending goes, I actually liked the ending. I understood him wanting to take his own life at the end, and then basically having the dogs come and save him out of his.
It was a good touch. I thought it was a little bit overdone personally, but that's my taste. But the son's dogs coming to rescue him, I like. Actually, the scene I really liked was the scene when he went into his son's room and laid down, and he got to see, he dreamt of the scene of him playing with his son. To me, that was a little bit of the moment of his, you know, of, I wouldn't say the redemption scene, but him getting to see his little boy again. And especially since my son is really young, for me, it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I actually really liked the movie. The movie got an 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb, which is pretty
high,
good.
But
I actually think it's worth it.
It deserves an 8.8 or a 9.
So this got a LGBT Film Award, New Orleans Film Festival, Northeastern Film Festival, and like a couple other awards. Kevin Bernhardt, the dad, got an award. So this was well done. I generally personally don't seek out dramas just because you know, life is stressful enough. I usually want
most
action.
Dramas are really boring, and I thought this one, even though it was a slow burn, we could put that tag on it because it is. I thought they did a great job with what they did. I don't think it was as slow of burn as most dramas are.
You want to know why? I think I 100% agree with you, but the reason why I think this was perfect. This is an hour and 30 minutes, a 90-minute movie.
That's true.
Because a lot of movies now try to hit the 2 hour to 2 hour and 30. And with some dramas, that's just a lot of room to fill. I thought the timing, the hour and 30, I thought was spot on. Any longer and this movie would have been felt too long. Any shorter and it would have felt rushed. I think this was just spot on perfect. Timing-wise, everything. I really dug it. I was really impressed.
Yeah.
Thank you again. We've started to have people sending us movies and stuff to watch. Same thing goes if you're curious on the movies you really want us to see, or if you're a small film person, you know, we love small films. Shout out the Shunk Films.
Yeah. And Ryan killing something in the background.
Right. So you can find us on the Real Flix Reviews, Mad Trio, or Old Guy Tech TV Facebook pages. We're really easy to get a hold of. Just do me a favor. If there's something you want us to watch, we'll give it a shout out and give it a thought.
Yeah.
So, as always, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.